episode 669, Ignite Your Body.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, ladies. I hope you are having a marvelous week. I'm so excited that you've joined me today and have really taken time for yourself to grow and stretch who God wants you to become. You know, it's important for us to challenge ourselves every single day. We are learning human beings, and if we stop learning, we stop growing. We stop growing closer to God Himself, our Creator, and that is so important. And before we go on any further to ignite our bodies, we got to give a huge shout out to all of our brand new family members. Welcome. We are so excited you're here. We want to welcome you into the family. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com, where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions, where you can keep life what? Simpler. Yes, because we just all live a chaotic life, don't we? We try to stuff in everything. And we're going to stop doing that, aren't we? That's why you're here. We're talking about an extra hour. How will 1 hour change your life? Ignite your body. Are you ready to ignite your body? With daylight savings ending, you have an extra hour in your day to ignite your body. Well, not literally, but your body does believe that there's been a shift. You have an extra hour to work with, whether it's because you get up earlier, because actually you think it's later, or you're able to stay up later because it's actually earlier. Now, if I've totally confused you, that's okay. Take a deep breath. Yes, it's Power Pack Wednesday, and we got to power a lot of this stuff in, don't we? And with that, I want to give you a quick reminder. Remember, My Strength is My Story. It's a new series that is starting. I am so excited. If you are interested in on possibly becoming a guest here on Create Your Now, this podcast that you're listening to, click on the link, My Strength is My Story. It's in the show notes. And also, if you have guest recommendations, you can also submit those the same way. So just click on that link and it'll take you through. It's pretty simple. It's not hard. And it'll all begin the conversation between you and I. Okay. Now, with that being said, we got to get back to ignite your body. In episode 667, we talked about what we can do with that extra hour, right? Because daylight savings time has ended. We quote unquote fell back, you know, we got an extra hour in our day. So what can we do to fuel our day, to fill up and elevate life? Remember that? Fuel, fill up and elevate life. We're really good at filling up our lives, aren't we, though? We fill our life with stuff, lots of busy stuff. We fill our body with junk. How much Halloween candy did you stuff in? I'm just saying, I'm guilty too. I enjoyed a few pieces myself. And yet we expect to perform at our optimum. How can you? If you are loading your body with junk, how can you be at your best? You can't. You are suppressing your own greatness. Let me say that again, because it's important that you hear that. You are suppressing your own greatness. And how unfair is that? We like to put the excuses on everything and everybody else, right? Oh, our job requires me to stay long hours, so I don't have time to work out. Or I'm too tired when I get home to fix a quote-unquote healthy meal, so it's easier for me to run by and pick up fast food. Or, well, I just don't get enough, you know, I just don't get enough sleep, and I've got more work, and I don't really need the sleep. I can survive on 4 hours. Really? How's it working for you lately? Have you looked in the mirror? How are you truly igniting your body? Because you are suppressing your own greatness. We've talked about how we get in our own way. In fact, we create our own refuge by decisions or excuses that we make, right? You know, your comfort zone. Ponder that for a moment. Are there things you want to change in your life, but some things just take too much work and effort? It's easier to stay right where you are. I know I did that for years. I used my children as an excuse. What? Did you just slam on the brakes when you heard that? Because you're driving, right, to work, so please be safe, be careful. I used my own children as an excuse. My blessed five, my basketball team. They're awesome. But you see, I use them as an excuse. Why? Oh, well, I was nursing and pregnant for 10 years. So therefore, you know, I never really had time to like lose the weight. And, you know, I was a single married mother. I was. The hubby was never around. He was pursuing his career and his education, which I've told you up front, we both agreed upon. And so I knew that going into it. Plus, I was a full-time corporate working woman. I didn't have enough time. And now we're sitting here saying an hour? Oh, yeah, guilty as charged. I used myself, my own excuses. I created my own refuge. I used my own children to stay right where I was. And I figured that's where I was supposed to be until God told me otherwise. Now, I know that's not the case for you. You desire more, something different to create impact. It's unfortunate that some of us have to have a tornado in our life in order to wake up. It took many, many, many tornadoes for me. It was one gigantic, huge storm that came, my huge tornado, but I had little mini storms along the way. And I just wasn't getting it. God was sitting there saying, hello, follow this star. And I was like, oh, not paying attention, kind of got it, but not really. Maybe you might be saying to yourself right now, I don't want to be the norm. I want to impact. I want to be who God created me to be. I want to live out my destiny. I want to make a difference in this world. I don't want to sit back and do nothing. So what do you do? Here's your kiss. Fuel your day. And yes, that is a continuation from episode 667. So if you haven't listened to that, oh, finish this one first, but then go back and listen. You need to understand how to fill up and elevate life by, number one, start with a declaration. That's what we talked about in episode 667. Start with a declaration. It's very important. It's totally different than meditation and affirmations. It's a declaration. Declare. Okay? The second one, fuel your day, fill up and elevate life. Number two is ignite your body from the inside out. And that doesn't mean eat spicy food, okay? Yes, that might put your little insides a little bit on fire, but that's not the ignition that we're talking about for your body on the inside out. We're talking about the first 2x2 is nutrition. Nutrition, eat real food. And the easiest way to do this without going into great details is this one statement. If God made it, I can eat it. Now, that doesn't mean you can eat all of it all the time because you can overeat good, real food too. I know you're shocked, aren't you? But it's true. You also, you know, you have to watch your portion sizes. But if God made it, I can eat it. That's it. If it fits into that, then you're good to go. Now, we'll go deeper later, but otherwise we'll be on here forever. So let's just start with the basics. So ignite your body from the inside out starts with what? Nutrition. That's the first 2x2. Eat real food. How do you know what real food is? If God made it, I can eat it. And it's original natural state. Okay. Then your second 2x2 is intentional movement. What? Yes, we're talking about fitness. Yes, we don't like that word. We don't even like the word exercise. But I want you to look at it as intentional movement. And some of you are great at doing it already. But maybe you need to change up your intentional movement. Maybe you need to add in something else. Maybe you're great at doing cardio, but you need to add in some weight and strength training. Maybe you're not doing anything and you're stuck behind a desk for 8 hours a day and you need to stand more. You literally need to stand up. I am sitting here recording this live to you right now, and I am standing. I have a standing desk that I created. No, I didn't go buy one of those expensive ones that you see on TV that go up and down and all this. No, I created my own, very inexpensive, with what I already had. Intentional is the key here. This is in addition to what you normally do. So you don't count what it is to walk to the post office and walk into the grocery store and go to the dry cleaners and to walk in and pick up the kids at the school or walking into church on Wednesday night. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Intentional movement is extra, above and beyond. It reminds me of Buzz Lightyear. To infinity and beyond. Okay, I don't do a good Buzz Lightyear, but I'm not a good impressionist. I'm just me. And I'm a proud just me. But think about it. That's where you want to be. You want to go above and beyond intentional movement. So if you're one who's sitting behind that desk for 8 hours, guess what? Your first thing to initiate in your life to ignite your body is what? Get up and walk. Intentional walking, 10 to 15 minutes. That's all I ask of you. Wow. You're like, okay, I can so do that. Yeah. You start there because then you can add on. Now notice the one by one and the two by two. You got one by one, which is start with a declaration. Go back to episode 667 to hear that out. Then your two by twos are what? Talks about ignite your body from the inside out with nutrition and intentional movement. And you're like, well, how? You said I only have an hour here. Yeah, you're right. You're building in an hour to do all of this, what? Within an hour. I do all of this together with the exception of nutrition. I don't eat and work out. It does not work well with my body. It's just not a good thing. I've learned that. Now, some people can. I think if I was an athlete and I was a football player, oh no, I couldn't do any of those kind of, I'd only be drinking water and that would be it. I just couldn't do that other stuff. I've tried it. It doesn't work for my body. So for me, my nutrition comes after it's all done. So you're trying to fit this all within your hour. So with the exception, of course, of nutrition for me, I do it all the same. I mean, my declaration, I say when I wake up in the morning, or even as I'm brushing my teeth, I'm saying it in my head. Then if I'm running and doing my cardio, I might express it out loud. It's also my prayer time, which that's we're going to talk about later on that. And then with my, you know, intentional movement, if I'm focusing on my strength training, I can't do a lot of quote unquote mind stuff because I'm working on my mind and muscle connection with my body. So that's where my focus goes. So I'm very what intentional in everything I do to fuel my day, fill up, elevate life. So I have a question for you. Are you fueling your day right now? Or are you just filling up? Because you need to stop filling your life with stuff. Stop filling your body with junk. Fuel your day with goodness, turning into greatness. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness, your miles of greatness, the greatness of what? Your dreams, your destiny, where you're headed, where God has intended you to go. This is your life. This is your time to create your now and impact forever. Go out and start. And if you're wondering, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do, then guess what? Click on the link, take aim. Let's you and I start a conversation together. Let me help you take action. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. You got this because God's carrying you. Fuel your day. Fill up and elevate life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.